Father, it is my prayer at this time that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. Well, as we're continuing working our way through the Sermon on the Mount, we come to the part that we all know and learned as children, the Golden Rule. Now, it's interesting, as I was researching this, I discovered that about 50 years before Jesus did his Sermon on the Mount, there was a famous rabbi in Israel called Hillel. And as the story goes, a Gentile came up to the rabbi and said to him, "I would like to convert to Judaism, but you need to do something for me first. You need to sum up for me the law and the prophets while standing on one foot." So the rabbi raised one foot and he said, "Do not do to others what you do not want them to do." That sums up the law and the prophets. That was 50 years before Jesus did the Sermon on the Mount. So over there in Israel, everybody knew this story. Everybody knew this story, and everybody knew this saying. And what's really interesting, if you go around the world to a bunch of different cultures and a bunch of different religions and a bunch of different ethics, you get this same saying. They have it in Buddhism. The Native Americans had a saying very similar. Do not do to other people what you don't want them to do to you. That seems very basic, but that's not what Jesus is saying in the Golden Rule. The passage is in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Jesus says, "So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets." It's not doing stuff. It's doing stuff. It's active. You see, if a baby was born in a coma and stayed in that coma his whole life until becoming very old and then passing away, you could say of that person, what a good life they lived. They never lusted. They never hated. They never did any violence. They never did any harm on anyone. They never wished any ill on anyone. How good is that? Technically true, but at the same time, they never loved anyone. They never gave to charity. They never gave anyone a kind word. Also technically true. You see, there's a difference between not doing to somebody what you don't want them to do to you and doing for somebody what you want them to do for you. There's a movie was made a few years ago called Pay It Back. No, Pay It Forward. Little Haley Joel Osment is in this movie, and I guess I haven't seen it, but I was reading about this. We should probably see it. It sounds like a marvelous film. But he's in school and he's given a social studies assignment to change the world. Not some assignment. This must have been in an AP class or something like that if he's being expected to change the world. So he gets this idea to go out and do something for somebody that they can't possibly pay him back for. And the idea is that instead of paying me back, pay it forward. Go do something for somebody else that they can't pay you back for. Sounds like a good idea. I know Robin told me a couple weeks ago, maybe you were, I think, getting coffee or something like that at McDonald's or something. And she gets up to the window to pay and she says, "I want to pay for the car behind me." So she does. And then she just drives off. How do you pull up to the window? Oh, you're paid for already. You can't pay them back because you don't even know who they are. Can you appreciate something like that? I'd certainly appreciate things being done for you out of kindness, not doing something out of kindness. I mean, it's nice that you know, at the end of the service and I'm standing at the back, you know, when Pat comes up to me, I don't push her down because I don't want Pat pushing me down either. Well, that's technically nice that we don't push each other down, but that's not doing. It's better that we do. Shake someone's hand, say, "It's good to see you. Thanks for coming." To give someone a smile. Is it better for you in passing someone to give them a smile and say, how do you do, instead of, as you're passing someone, not sticking your tongue out at them? Do you see what I'm saying? We're taking it a step further. If we go back earlier in the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 5 of Matthew, verse 17, Jesus said, do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. You see, when he said, this sums up the law and the prophets, that's what he's talking about. It's not just that this is what the law and the prophets say. It's like, Jesus took it a step further. If you noticed, as we've been going through the Sermon on the Mount, that's what he's doing all through the Sermon on the Mount, is he's taking the law and the prophets and pushing it just a step further. Instead of not killing people, don't even hate them. Instead of not committing adultery, don't even feel lust in your heart. Instead of not taking revenge, forgive. You see, in the Ten Commandments, there's a whole lot of don't do this. It seems a lot of our rules are like that, aren't they? Don't do this. No swimming after dark. Don't go in there. It's a lot of don'ts. But Jesus, through the Sermon on the Mount, and particularly in this statement, he's saying, do this. Instead of don't do the bad things, do the good things. You know, we're not going to earn brownie points for it, but it's still what he wants. To do those things for other people that maybe they can't pay you back for. And that's okay. Let's face it, wouldn't it kind of stink if like if somebody came up to you and they did a really nice thing for you, and then now you owe me one. You weren't expecting it, but then you got to worry about it. Now you owe me one. We might feel guilt sometimes, though. To tell you the truth, sometimes I honestly feel a little guilty when somebody does something nice for me and I can't pay them back for it. Do you ever feel that way? Somebody does you a favor and you can't pay them back. I think maybe that's where that pay it forward business comes from. Because the idea in the movie was he did a good thing and we can't pay you back. He says, well, do something for somebody else. It doesn't always need to be something big. Because quite honestly, sometimes a kind smile is going to make somebody's day. You never know what kind of day somebody's having. How much can a smile help? How much can a smile and a good morning improve somebody's day? You know, we can never know these things. We can't. But when it comes down to it, it's those doings, those good things that we can do for people that are going to have the biggest impact. Remember, as we call ourselves Christians, people are going to look at us and say, that's what a Christian does, because we're Christians. And it's not just not doing these things over here. It's doing these things over here, these things that are the good things. You know, we're not supposed to be seeking attention with these things, but we will be seen. People will see the things that we do. You know, we look at this verse as the golden rule. And it's funny because, you know, even people who aren't going to call themselves Christians know the golden rule. Do to others what you would have them do to you. You know, everybody knows that as the golden rule. They miss that second part about the law and the prophets, don't they? I mean, we're not going to be able to earn our way to heaven. We're not. I mean, that's why Jesus died on the cross for us, so that we would have that place in heaven. But we use this to show people. How often are we supposed to do this? Well, I mentioned that part about the law and the prophets is the second part. That's actually the third part of the verse. We also forget the first part of the verse. In everything. That's one of those always things. In everything, do for others as you would have them do for you. Christianity's hard, isn't it? I'm always supposed to do nice things? Yeah, we are. It's not just the things we don't do. Doesn't mean we're supposed to do those things. We're still not supposed to do those things, but we're supposed to do other things. Take it that step farther. Not just not doing, but doing, not just not doing the bad things, but doing the good things. You know, that nearly takes us to the end of the Sermon on the Mount. I think we've got a few more weeks in this, but I think this is really not just the key in the Sermon on the Mount, but this is really the key verse for much of Scripture. If we can say nothing else about Christianity, that's the behavior. I know the last time I was in doing the prison ministry, there was a young man I was talking to who really wasn't interested in having a Christian faith, but he wanted the Christian ethic Because he said, I look at the Christians and I like what they're doing. And I want to get in on what they're doing. I don't want to be like them, but I like what they're doing. Do folks like what you're doing? Can they look at you and say, I want to be like you? Did anybody ever come up to you and say, I want to be like you? How is it that you manage to be like that? Well, here's this golden rule. Now let me tell you about Jesus. That's doing something, isn't it? Telling somebody about Jesus. Aren't you glad somebody told you? I am. If you didn't know, would you want someone to? There's a place to start. If you want to do something for somebody, you can tell them about Jesus. Amen.
Who can live in your sanctuary? Oh Lord, who can walk on your...
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church, or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
By the loving heart, yes, by the loving heart, Lord, give us a loving heart to do your will.
Well, the benediction is the good and final word, and we put that at the end so you don't miss what came in front of it. And I think our good and final word for today is do. That's a good word. Good, short, to the point. Do. You see, our Christian faith can't be something that we just sit there with. We need to do something with it. We need to, well, I think they like to call it Christian action. That sounds like doing, not just sitting. We walk in faith. Walking is doing something. It's going somewhere. It's doing. Doing for others as we would have them do for us in everything. This service is over. Your doing may now begin. Go from this place and be blessed. Amen.